T-69. United Nations Headquarters, Manhattan, New York. It didn't take a reporter from ACN or anywhere else to tell the world that there was far less public interest on Unica proceedings than had been the case on the previous day. Word had gotten out that Dan McCarthy and Tara Ford were already out of town, either on their way back to Birchwood or there already, and without either them or Leisha there was little to hold the public's attention. Gridlock in New York had been the default position for so long, precious few could stomach the blow-by-blow coverage that had once drawn enormous viewing figures. Now, all anyone wanted was change. Whether among the silent majority who wanted Dan's vision of harmonious cooperation to arrive by whatever political machinations necessary, or among the few who feared the messengers and their powers, it seemed as though the last thing anyone wanted was more of the same. Dan's speech had certainly moved things along, with his departure from Unica utterly disarming it of any legitimacy on both Earth and New Kerguelen, given his unique but undeniable prominence in the eyes of the messengers themselves. They trusted Dan far more than his world's elected politicians and were anything but alone in this position. As it went, there was no ACN reporter on site, so absent were the previous day's crowds. Blitz News maintained a presence, with a proselytizing reporter garnering a small crowd of his own as he ranted about the hellish future that could await humanity if William Godfrey succeeded in winning formal support from President Slater for his new Argentina-based agency, where he and Dan would apparently spearhead maniacal research into the most hellish technologies any of us have ever imagined. Most of the people observing this report were smiling and laughing in something between amusement and bemusement at the man's raging speech. He looked fit for a stage rather than a news bulletin, but exhaled and returned to something resembling a sane individual as soon as his report was over. This positively confused the previously amused and bemused onlookers, some of whom were recording on their phones and would share video footage of his instant transformation online. Comments like, "Blitz News, not even once," and "Desperate for them ratings" would accompany the videos, with widespread derision coming the reporter's way, but his bosses wouldn't mind. After all, there was literally no such thing as bad publicity in the game of sensationalism Jan Geller had compelled everyone Blitz Media to play. And the relatively media-savvy individuals who shared videos about press ethics were the furthest thing possible from her target audience.